Hello, church, and welcome to another Lighthouse podcast. I'm Pastor Jeff Glenn, and it's my pleasure to walk you through the Bible here. And let's go ahead and open in prayer. God, we thank you so much for your word, and we acknowledge that as we come to your word, we get encouragement, instruction, sometimes rebuke, Lord, but it's all that what we need, which is from you. So we agree with your word today, Lord, as we open it up and take a look at it, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So last week, we saw in the podcast Paul's encouragement to lay down our religion and then to follow the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, reminding us to leave our past where it belongs, in the past. And so leave it there, right? And this week, we'll be encouraged to press on towards that call, right? To press on in how we live our lives. Let that be our example, right? This is what Paul is saying. And so every once in a while, I come across some of those pictures that are like recipe fails, right? You know the ones I'm talking about. It shows the picture on the instructions. You know, it's all professional and appealing and looks good. And then you have the picture that's made by the average cook in their kitchen at home, and it's kind of slumped over to one side, and it's more than a bit messy, and it's frankly unappealing, right? But it's unappealing in a I can't look away sort of thing. You chuckle to yourself at how big that contrast is between the professional and the home cooks. And so sometimes they're even tagged with a sarcastic "nailed it," right? You've seen those, and if not, you can look at them. Paul's contrasting something similar here, but rather than sarcasm, you know, Paul's emphasizing the contrast between Christ, those who follow him, and those who no longer follow him, or those who follow him with a wrong motive, with a serious and sober appeal that's really punctuated with Paul's mourning those who either no longer follow or outright deny Christ. So let's read our scriptures today in Philippians 3:16 through 21. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who are so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, are even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to that work by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. In his letter to the Corinthians, in his first letter, Paul encouraged those believers to imitate Christ as he does. And so this is really a setup, right, for one of those social media posts. So clearly we can't match Christ's nature, character, or attributes. And by comparison, our attempts are a bit messy and frankly sometimes unappealing. But that's not a reason not to follow Christ's example. These nailed it side-by-side pictures are many times someone's first attempt at trying to make whatever recipe that they're making. And it's no doubt the results on the professional side of it of hours and attempts and re-attempts to make that perfect one. And so we're really not seeing a true contrast. We're seeing extremes. And so the fact that we can't perfectly imitate Christ is no reason to not to follow the pattern that Paul is encouraging us to here. So the encouragement is the same thing that he says in verse 16, which is, nevertheless, to the degree that we have attained, let us walk. So he's acknowledging that you're not perfect and that no one's attained it, not even himself. And notice he doesn't say, once you have perfected following Jesus, then come and get on the bandwagon. He's saying the opposite. He's saying start where you're at and commit to follow Jesus no matter what our state is, and then stick with it. That's the true nature of commitment, which is what he gets to when he's talking about those who have followed but now are enemies of the cross. And so the rule, as he says, is to walk in the pattern of Jesus, not of our own desires. And so in verse 18, Paul speaks to those who are the enemies of the cross. However, he does so in a way that reveals to us that either they once claimed to be believers or once had a religion that they claimed, but now reject or oppose the gospel. And so it's kind of a return to Eden of sorts for these people. Paul is describing those who choose to satisfy their bodily appetites, and in doing so, they obscure or outright oppose the message of the cross. And this is the choice of the garden that man is continually faced with. So in the garden, Adam and Eve stood before the tree, and they chose to satisfy their flesh rather than submitting to God's providence and protection. And that ended in subjection to the world, to malevolence, sin, futility, and death. And so today, humanity stands metaphorically in front of the tree of Christ, his cross. And we have the same proposition. Choose to satisfy your flesh. Choose, as he says here, to decide, in verse 19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. So these things that satisfy our flesh, our own deciding for ourselves what is good and evil, right? That's the proposition. And so we see, as we stand before this tree of Christ, Paul is reminding us that we should fix our eyes on the prize, which is namely heaven. As he reminds us in verse 20, that our citizenship is in heaven, from which we eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this choice isn't described much clearer than this, but it is the same clear message throughout the entirety of Scripture. Joshua told the people in Joshua 24, "Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him sincerely and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your forefathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And so we all know that scripture, and that story is really the same story, right? We stand before the tree. We're going to make that choice for ourselves. Are we going to go the way of the world and satisfy our flesh, or are we going to follow Jesus and have him provide all things for us, including this, which is what Paul is talking about, which is our citizenship, which is in heaven. And as citizens of heaven, our example should be that to other believers. Not perfectly imitating Christ, but imitating Christ in a way that shows them our hope in him. And this is the hope we have, right? In verse 21, we eagerly await the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our bodies, our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the work by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself. So it's a conforming of our lowly body into his body, this ultimate moment when we are able to not fake it till we make it or any of those things, but we are as he is in heaven. So that's our encouragement. And so as the Joshua encouraged the people there, challenged them, choose, right? For those who choose Jesus, we are assured of a day when we will see this. We will be transformed and no longer imitating, but being, right? And verse 21 says here, again, our bodies will be transformed. conformed to his body according to his work. And that's a good word for today. So be blessed and have a great day.